Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the bad gigs I've had this week and how I'm processing that. But before all of that, I've got a friend who has basically come out as Asperger's, and it all makes sense. It's my mate Ian. I don't think he minds me saying, because one of the things he did was he got together with his girlfriend, who is a surgeon. She's a doctor and a surgeon. So a very intelligent woman, and was just basically like, you're on the spectrum. You're high functioning autism. And he'd suspected it before. And now I know, I'm like, oh yes, that's why he whines the living shit out of me sometimes. As does my other mate, who's definitely got autism. Will, I'm talking about. I'm naming and shaming people now. But then I've got another mate. I've got two mates called James. They're definitely on the spectrum as well. And I'm convinced that my mate Tom has also got it. I'm drawn to it. And I grew up with a guy called Hugh who's got it. I think I'm drawn to these types of people, these types of characters. Asperger's-y people are actually, they're very funny. They've got a very kind of dry, logical, but also humorous look on life. And I've got my mate Ed, who sometimes listens to this. He might be in the kitchen now, cooking, listening to this. Hi, Ed. Or he might be in his car, in his Astra. Don't flip it over. He flipped his Astra one time on a country road. Easily done. I mean, it's not. But I don't think Ed is Asperger's, but he does certainly have certain traits of it as well. And that sounds like I'm insulting all of these people, and I'm not. I do believe that Asperger's is like a superpower. And I do believe that some people can have the traits of kind of Asperger's-y people and aren't Asperger's. But, you know, they're like, they're more practical, they're more logical. They've got that same kind of dry humour. Do you know what I mean? They've got there's a calmness about them, which I don't have. And I think I'm drawn to these people because it's like a negative and a positive. I'm more like, wah, blah, 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 blah. And I think those people are drawn to me to an extent because they might not be as confident, though I'm not confident. It's all like anxiety dressed up as confidence. Like I have to feel a silence with talking so I can look confident when really I'm, you know, anxious about any lull or silence in conversation. But the point is, I think these people, they fit my character, and I probably to an extent fit them, because it seems weird that I have so many friends who are almost undoubtedly on the spectrum. And when Davina, my wife, met lots of my friends, she kept saying, why are you friends with so many autistic people? And I was like, yeah, I think I am. I actually do think I am. But here's an example of Ian's Asperger's, right? This is the most fucking Asperger's thing I've ever heard. I sent him a present just out of the blue. I wanted to send him something nice because he's been my bringer to gigs. It's just, it's only a tenner kind of present. It's a nice thing to do. And it's also a little bit of an in-joke. It's a book called the ABC of Menswear, or the ABC of Formal Wear, or something like that. And it's a wonderful looking book, hardback, blue thing, kind of almost like a threaded material front to it. And it's essentially like an encyclopedia of menswear. And it's one of the greatest books to learn about how to dress and all of the rules that you should know as a man. You know, things like your collar and lapel size should match at a certain point. So you can't wear a really skinny collar with a really wide lapel, for example. Some people intuitively know these things. Why you want the bottom button of your waistcoat undone, because that's how the king used to wear it when he rode horses, so now that became the fashion. You know, your pinhole, how that works with flowers, why people now wear shoes when boots were the formal wear for hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands maybe, and all of that. And it's just really good. It's a fascinating book. It's kind of a history of fashion. It's a history of the rules of menswear and why they came about. So I sent it to Ian on Amazon, and he came to that gig the other night where I fucking bombed like a cunt. And I said to him, oh, did you get my present? And he went, no. And then he went, oh, yes, something did come through from Amazon. Yeah, I got a package today. But I didn't open it because I was working. What kind of fucking human being doesn't open a package? When a mystery package comes through the door, you don't know what it is, you don't know where it's from, it takes 10 seconds to open it and have a peer inside. But instead, like some kind of robot, you go, no, no, I'm not going to look at this. I'm going to just get on with my work, because this is the task in front of me. Itty bitty 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 bitty, processing the fucking binary information in my Asperger's brain. Do you know what I mean? And I just said to him, oh, for fuck's sake, that's the most Asperger's thing. Like, he actually ruined the coming to my gig. I mean, it was ruined by myself later on anyway. But he kind of ruined that event because I wanted him to arrive, us to have a laugh about the gift, him to be like, oh, thanks for buying it for me. You know, it's like a bit of a toilet book, really. But all of that was just taken away because he was just like, you know, no, I'm not going to open it. I'll just do it another time. What fucking human gets a package through the door, they don't know what it is, it's a present basically, and they just don't open it? He said that when he was young, and his parents used to say to him, what do you want for Christmas? He used to say nothing. Like, what the living fuck? And this is what I'm saying. I hang around with these people, but they sure annoy the fucking shit out of me sometimes. Because I'm just like, what is going on in your head? What is going on? My mate Will, I've got a million examples of how I actually thought for years he wound me up on purpose. I thought he was permanently trying to wind me up. And I used to get so angry. And then I realised he was Asperger's. And he watched that programme with Chris Packham about Asperger's. And we're out at the pub together. It was only a few years ago. And he said, I watched that programme. I think I'm Asperger's. And I was like, no shit. You're like the most Asperger's-y person I've ever fucking met. Don't get me wrong, he's very intelligent, very funny, great bloke, but man alive, Asperger's case confirmed. Don't even need a diagnosis, just need to look at him. Anyway, this is 7 minutes. Let's not talk about that, those gigs. It was difficult, but let it go, that's what I say. Instead, dig out people for their neurodiversity. See you on the next pod.